You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Let's talk about hair, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that we see. Let's talk about hair. Well, well, well. Welcome back. This is Daniel Coy, a.k.a. Decoy. I am here today to talk to you about your building your brand. So, what does that entail? What does that mean? I don't know. I need to build my brand. We need to build and build and build and build and build and build and build. So everyone knows what we're doing at all the times, every platform. Oh my gosh, there's so much to do. It's so much to do. Is it worth it? Always. Always. Do we know exactly what it is, though? Can we pinpoint a moment in time and being like, this is what we need to do. X, Y, and Z. So, I'm kind of rebranding myself and my life right now, and I'm putting up these podcasts, which are really, you know, they're having me like open up more and be a little bit more vulnerable and like see me for who I am and, you know, not be this, you know, perfect headshot dude who, you know, does hair for celebrities and yeah. But that is my brand. You know, so I'm coming to you as fellow artists, fellow hairdressers, fellow wig people. You know, hey, even people, you know, we are building our brand. When we post a photo, that is part of our brand. If we take a photo, that's part of our brand. You know, our brand is what we eat, what we drink, how we say it, what we say. You know, and now with, you know, the good old digital age and everything that we have involved, from computers to blog posts to websites to landing pages and funnels to downloadable books to get your free report with your email list, social media marketing, you know, constant contact, keeping it going strong, you know, SMS records and selling your life for pennies. There's just so much to go with building your brand. So as I'm doing it now, kind of live with you guys, you know, really boiling down all the fluff. You know, we built our businesses like we are the cream of the crop, and there is no one better. But, you know, a little bit of humble pie goes a long way, you know, where we can really give our target audience what they really want. We want to find those people out there that are the super fans, the uber duber de super fans. You know, mine are going to be the koi fish. I think so. Gonna be the koi fish. Yeah,
funny times.
So you really need to have them be your cheerleaders, always pushing you to do more things. Always, you just want to, like, whatever you do, just ooze and sweat, you know, your brand, whatever it may be. Maybe you're sweating lollipops and candy corn. You know, maybe you're literally sweating just hair. Your mojo is just hair. Hair, glue it on, paste it on, ventilate it, however you want. You know, maybe it's, you know, I don't know, it could be anything, whatever you want. You know, this is where you can create, you know, where there's no, like, set of rules of, well, I am a hairstylist, I do 90 degree haircuts, and that is that. No, there's so much more you can do with it. And you can do anything. You can make it as serious or as not serious as you want. Your brand is you. You know, your legacy and what you leave behind, that's coming from your brand. So you want to build a brand that is recognizable, fun, and most of all, giving. I know I said it, giving. The more you give, you will receive, no matter what it is. If you give just some advice, some like, you know, off the shoulder, oh, yeah, girl, no, I wouldn't do that. I'd probably do this instead. All right. And so they took it they took your advice seriously. Change their whole world. And then what if you give some bad advice? And you're like, oh, you know what, dude? Maybe that wasn't the best way to road to go down. But you said, I know, I'm sorry, bro. I'm like, so sorry. yeah, we could just make another one. Don't worry, we got you. You know what I mean? So, and then it's the integrity. The integrity. You need to really be with these people and really understand them and know that they look up to you. You know? Maybe if they don't look up to you, they're trying to find shit about you. Trying to find some dirt. Trying to find some tea. It's not about you, it's about someone else. And then they can use what you say about someone else. So that's why your brand has to be so strong that someone knows when they talk about Daniel Coy, you're going to get a wig that matches your hairline, and you best be believing most likely a celebrity is going to wear it. Right? I think that's boiling down my you know, niche right now is for wigs for TV and film, Broadway. Yeah, so you boil it down to really the bare bones, like remove all the fluff. Oh, I do this kind of wig and that cutting and this, I use this color line only and da-da-da. Yes, they all make it happen, but it can totally be not that difficult. Once again, I want to say keep it simple, stupid. It's a phrase that I've learned somewhere on my road to whatever. It is. Keep it simple. Keep it simple so that we're not overstressing ourselves. Keep it simple so that we can enjoy the process. Keep it simple so that other people can understand what the Harry we're trying to teach them. Because that's half the battle. You need to get people on your side so hardcore. Everything you say, they need to hang on every word. When you do your videos, you want them clicking on and sharing every single time. But it's tough. No one said it's going to be easy. So with that, you can check out my social media. You can go to Daniel Coy Official on Instagram, or you can go to Wig Hackers on Instagram, and of course on Facebook you can find Daniel Coy, or either one, my personal, my private, but nothing's really that private, but you get the gist. So until next time, I want you to take your hair very, very seriously, one hair at a time.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah,
not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.